Mercer was determined to go head first, for any other mode of locomotion would be awkward. Moreover, that way he could more easily see what was in front of him. For the first few hundred meters, therefore, he would imagine he was climbing upward. Only when the increasing pull of gravity made it impossible to maintain the illusion would he switch his mental directions 180 degrees. He grasped the first rung and gently propelled himself along the ladder. Movement was as easy as swimming along the seabed. Easier, in fact, for there was no backward drag of water. It was so easy that there was a temptation to go too fast, but Mercer was much too experienced to hurry in a situation as novel as this. In his earphones, he could hear the regular breathing of his two companions. He needed no other proof that they were in good shape, and wasted no time in conversation. Though he was tempted to look back, he decided not to risk it until they had reached the platform at the end of the ladder. The rungs were spaced a uniform half meter apart, and for the first portion of the climb, Mercer missed the alternate ones. But he counted them carefully, and at around 200, noticed the first distinct sensations of weight. The spin of Rama was starting to make itself felt. At rung 400, he estimated that his apparent weight was about 5 kilos, or about 11 pounds. This was no problem, but it was getting hard to pretend that he was climbing when he was being firmly dragged upward. The 500th rung seemed a good place to pause. He could feel the muscles in his arms responding to the unaccustomed exercise, even though Rama was now doing all the work, and he had merely to guide himself.
"Everything okay, Skipper," he reported. "We're just passing the halfway mark. Joe, Will, any problems?"
"I'm fine. What are you stopping for?"
Calvert answered.
"Same here," added Myron.
"But watch out for the Coriolis force. It's starting to build up." So Mercer had already noticed. When he let go of the rungs, he had a distinct tendency to drift off to the right. He knew perfectly well that this was merely the effect of Rama's spin, but it seemed as if some mysterious force was gently pushing him away from the ladder. Perhaps it was time to start going feet first, now that down was beginning to have a physical meaning. He would run the risk of a momentary disorientation.
"Watch out, I'm going to swing around."
Holding firmly to the rung, he used his arms to twist himself around 180 degrees, and found himself momentarily blinded by the lights of his companions, far above them. And now it really was above. He could see a fainter glow along the rim of the sheer cliff. Silhouetted against it were the figures of Norton and the backup team, watching him intently. They seemed very small and far away, and he gave them a reassuring wave. He released his grip and let Rama's still feeble pseudo-gravity take over. The drop from one rung to the next required more than 2 seconds. On Earth, in the same time, a man would have fallen 30 meters. The rate of fall was so painfully slow that he hurried things up a trifle by pushing with his hands, gliding over spans of a dozen rungs at a time, and checking himself with his feet whenever he felt he was traveling too fast. At rung 700, he came to another halt and swung the beam of his helmet lamp downward. As he had calculated, the beginning of the stairway was only 50 meters below. A few minutes later, they were on the first step. It was a strange experience, after months in space, to stand upright on a solid surface, and to feel it pressing against one's feet. Their weight was still less than 10 kilograms, but that was enough to give a feeling of stability. When he closed his eyes, Mercer could believe that he once more had a real world beneath him. The ledge, or platform, from which the stairway descended was about 10 meters wide and curved upward on each side until it disappeared into the darkness. Mercer knew that it formed a complete circle, and that if he walked along it for 5 kilometers, he would come right back to his starting point, having circumambulated Rama. At the fractional gravity that existed here, however, real walking was impossible. One could only bound along in giant strides, and therein lay danger. The stairway that swooped down into the darkness, far below the range of their lights, would be deceptively easy to descend. But it would be essential to hold on to the tall handrail that flanked it. Too bold a step might send an incautious traveler arching far out into space. He would hit the surface again, perhaps 100 meters lower down. The impact would be harmless, but its consequences might not be, for the spin of Rama would have moved the stairway off to the left. And so a falling body would hit against the smooth curve that swept in an unbroken arc to the plain, almost 7 kilometers below. That, Mercer told himself, would be a hell of a toboggan ride. The terminal speed, even in this gravity, could be several 100 kilometers an hour. Perhaps it would be possible to apply enough friction to check such a headlong descent. If so, this might even be the most convenient way to reach the inner surface of Rama. But some very cautious experimenting would be necessary first.
Skipper, reported Mercer. There were no problems getting down the ladder. If you agree, I'd like to continue toward the next platform. I want to time our rate of descent on the stairway.
Norton replied without hesitation. Go ahead. He did not need to add, proceed with caution. It did not take Mercer long to make a fundamental discovery. It was impossible, at least at this 1/20th of a gravity level, to walk down the stairway in the normal manner. Any attempt to do so resulted in a slow-motion, dreamlike movement that was intolerably tedious. The only practical way was to ignore the steps and to use the handrail to pull oneself downward. Calvert had come to the same conclusion. This stairway was built to walk up, not down, he exclaimed. You can use the steps when you're moving against gravity, but they're just a nuisance in this direction. It may not be dignified, but I think the best way down is to slide along the handrail.